Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It don't matter how hot the girls are, if your music is lame.
We can help with that, though.
The Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association presents Panda Off the Charts. Brand new tracks for the strip club industry to make your set sound fresher, more energized,
and to keep things bumping.
Here are your hosts, Danny Myers, Elon Fong, and Bob Chiappardi.
Hey, welcome, Panda Off the Charts. It's the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Danny Myers, Elon Fong, Bob Chiappardi. This is our monthly Panda Off the Charts show. This is where the three of us pick some new music, and we go around the table and give each other our opinions on the tracks they brought. New music, so we might have tomorrow's hits today. So we're going to bring you some new stuff. Plus, Bob Chiappardi. He is an executive producer for a new TV show. It is called Banded, the Musician Competition. It's amazing. We're going to tell you about that. And we're going to bring on an award-winning producer who was also part of this show. And that's all coming up here in just a little bit. So that's Paul Eversold, by the way, the award-winning producer. He's going to be coming on. But first of all, Elon Fong, how's life in Columbus?
Life is always good, especially when I got new music to hear and get turned on to, and a cool producer to talk to. I can't wait to talk to Paul. Great new tracks. I found some. And just looking at this track list, Bob picked a song I almost picked, but didn't. I'll explain why when we get to that.
Okay. And Bob Chiappardi, you get a chance to talk about your show, which is an amazing, outstanding show.
Well, I appreciate you guys letting us talk about it. I mean, again, it's a new show, so we can use all the attention and promotion we can get. But the show's doing great right now. It's rated the number three show on Access,
as a matter of fact. Woohoo! Good job, man.
So things are going well.
So we got nine tracks, three each, and plus we're also going to have a pick from Paul Eversold, one of his songs that he brought on to the show, Banded. So that's all exciting. I'm looking at the track list as well, Elon, and I have this weird feeling that we're all going to be very agreeable today, because you almost picked a song that Bob picked. Bob picked two that I was going to pick. You picked one that I was going to pick. So I had to scramble and find some new stuff today. So we're going to start with this one. The artist is Kahlo. That's K-A-H hyphen L-O. You might recognize her voice. She was the voice on Ratone's Rinse and Repeat. Now she's got a solo track. So check this out. This is the Ultimix version. Stacey Meir did the remix on it. It's called Funds, F-U-N-D, dollar sign.
This is for now, not later. I'm impatient, I need my funds. I look pretty, I want that paper. To maintain it, I need my funds. Can't play with a paper, chase a chick like me. I'm all about funds. Moolah, coins. Don't pretend you don't have my funds. Girls just wanna have fun. Can't have fun if you don't have funds. Girls just wanna have fun. Can't have fun if you don't have funds.
So when I was listening to that, I'm like, this voice sounds so familiar. And then as I was researching it, that's where it came from, that Ratone song, Rinse and Repeat, and many other songs as well. But that's the one she would be most noted for. Elon Fong, what'd you think of that?
Well, first of all, Rinse and Repeat was one of my favorite songs of all time. I actually love that Ratone song, and I loved her voice. She's got that sort of almost aloof, robotic voice that just stands out. And this track is, yeah, dope. It's fire. I'd play it. I'll be playing it. It fits right in. Let's go.
Okay. Bob Chiappardi.
Love the song. I thought it was great. I was actually looking at that to try to track it down and see if I could get it on Strip Joints program. Because it checks all the boxes. Checks all the boxes.
Good, good. And maybe we can get Carlo on as a guest in the future.
Then. Yeah, that's
give us a call.
Carlo, come on. Carlo. So, you know, and it's funny because I don't know the pronunciation. I was told it was Chloe. And then I watched an interview that she did with somebody, and they referred to her as Carlo, and she didn't need to dispute that. So that's what I'm going with, Carlo.
Carlo it is.
Carlo it is. We do know how
to pronounce
the next one that Alon's going to bring us.
Yes, indeed. This fits right in. You know, most of us in this strip club tend to have issues. That's why we end up in the strip club industry. So this track fits right in with all my dysfunctional fellow coworkers. This is Self-Destruction Mode. It's the latest from the Chainsmokers, featuring or including the collaboration with Blood Nymph. That's BLUDNYMPH.
Glad you got to say that.
I woke up in self-destruction mode. I press go and I do it again. Since they're all I know, we got closer than all of my friends. Before I do their damage, my ego is titanic. I woke up in self-destruction mode. Watch me go, I'ma do it again.
Dude, that kicks ass.
Holy
I had only listened to the very beginning of it originally, and yeah, that's one I'll bring that in. I'll put that on my Panda chart this month. And Blood Nymph, BLUDNYMPH. Do you know anything about Blood Nymph?
Absolutely nothing, other than I like the voice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Bob,
I thought it was a great song. Great song. Kicks her right in the butt. And the Chainsmokers. How can you go wrong with the Chainsmokers? I don't think
they're pretty big.
I don't think they've ever written a bad song.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hold on. Let me take a selfie.
That's a great track. It just was a pop hit. But they changed.
I know. I think
they grew, they evolved. They went from their electro starts. It was a fun song.
Yeah. Bob Chiappardi. I'm just so glad you picked this, because this was the one I was going to pick for obvious reasons, which you'll find out about shortly. But Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So this is a strip joint song. It's on our program this month. This is the second time we featured this artist. It's Upsol, and her last track did pretty well with the Pandas. I think it was Into My Body, and it was back in November, and I think it charted up at number 12.
Okay.
So I think this one should do better. That's my gut feeling. It's the topic matter kind of fits right in with the strip club situation. So, the original song was only 2 minutes and 15 seconds. So I had to call my good buddy, Danny Myers, to see if he would do a strip club edit for me. And of course he was more than happy. He always is.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the sweetest and best guys I know. And he did a great remix. What do you call it? Edit. I sent it to the label, and they loved it. So
it's labeled.
It's official then.
It is official.
It's an official remix.
Like, yeah, this is like label approved. So
good
it's
job,
that white T-shirt by Upsol, and let's listen to it.
Don't look at my eyes, little good cry, dripping all night, dripping on my white T-shirt. Fast, call the priest, you are possessed. No, you ain't gonna last if you keep eye fucking my breast. If you keep staring down like that, sorry, your brain can't get no rest. Take a picture with the flash, fill the road, just be my guest. Don't wanna talk, keep it physical, physical. You raise my thoughts when you're down on your knees. I'm the audience and you're the show. Come and cure my depression, let's go.
That line in there, I fucking my breast.
I love it, right?
I grabbed that line, and that's one of the lines I grabbed and used it to extend it a little bit. And that was a fun edit. I'm glad you gave me a chance to do this one. You know, especially when you get a song that you're really behind. And I heard that song, and I mean, from the first time I was listening to it, you sent it to me, I said, man, this is a hit. But again, it's you know, shorter. And in the strip club industry, we like to get them around 3 minutes. I think that came up at about 2:57 or so. that edit. And that edit is available on Bob's site. Bob talked a little bit about that. Stripjointsmusic.com is his site. Registered DJs, people in the industry. You can go there and get that. And if you're not registered, go there and register and get it for free. So, Bob, good job.
Thank you.
If it's label approved, it should be streaming soon too, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but you know.
All right. Well, hopefully.
It's an exclusive. It's an exclusive for us. It's exclusive.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. Absolutely.
What happens in the future? We'll see. We shall see.
Upsol. So great track. Yeah. Into My Body was great, but this is by far a club banger. Like, dude, this is straight up strip club music. Period. This should be a massive strip club hit. I hope there's a video that goes to it because it could be a lot of fun and would fit well in all our clubs. We do videos in their clubs. So Upsol and the record label, if you need to do like a, oh my God, Dan, what's the video? Satisfaction. Remember the video for Satisfaction? Everyone working out, except do it with wet t-shirts or whatever, but just do a lot of sexy bodies in the video and you'll have a mega hit on your hands. and Danny, you did a great job on the remix. Love that bass line, period. You had a lot of good stuff to work with, obviously, from the original. And yeah, that's a no-brainer to play in a strip club.
That one absolutely needs to get in the hands of the big remixers. And we know them, and we've got remixers that listen to our show. So, you know, grab it. Get a hold of Bob. He can probably set you up with all the stems and everything you need. So call Bob. Call Bob. Hey, we have got our guests coming on here. Paul Eversold, platinum selling producer, and we're going to bring him on next.
This is Tyson Leslie from the band Vixen, and you're listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. Say that five times fast.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
We are back, Panda Off the Charts, June 2023. Danny Myers, Alan Fong, Bob Chiappardi. We promised you an amazing guest, and Bob has brought us an amazing guest. We've got a guy on here. He is a platinum-selling producer. He has an extensive list of studio credits, including The Weeks, Drew Holcomb, Three Doors Down, Driving and Crying, Sister Hazel, Green River Ordinance, and Third Day, among a lot others. He also has a new project that he's working on with Bob Chiappardi, and we'll talk about that. Let me bring him on. This is Paul Eversold. Paul, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey. Doing great, guys. Hey. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem, man.
Saliva, one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
Saliva.
Wow. We'll talk about all those here in just a second. Is this the first time you have ever been on a strip club podcast?
Yes, it is.
Well, you picked a good one, because we are the number one strip club music podcast in the world. I just want you to know that. That's true. So, Paul, how are you today? You're in Nashville, right?
I'm in Nashville now. I was in Memphis for quite a long time, worked out of New York for a while, but Nashville is really kind of the place to be these days.
Yes, it is. And you and Bob Chiappardi on here have been working on a little project. Bob, I'm going to let you and Paul talk a little bit about this because you can talk about it more than we can.
Well, again, this is just like we had Justin on last month. Justin was one of the mentor producers, and Paul's also a mentor producer on the show as well. Justin did the more of the outlaw country kind of band, and Paul we oversaw the our hard rock band, Silence the Static.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, Paul also worked on most of the music, you know, and with his studio. We put a bunch of the stuff to him. He actually worked with Justin on The Gamblers.
Oh.
So he's been a very integral part of the show and a very important part of the show. And it's been an honor working with him. He's so much fun to work with.
Cool. Let me set the table here just a little bit because people may not have listened to last week's show. Bob is one of the executive producers of a TV show called Banded, B-A-N-D-E-D. It is on
Access
Network.
It's on Access now. It's eight episodes long. The first season was eight episodes. We're now on episode seven. We've done six. Seven is coming up this Saturday. It airs Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
9 o'clock Eastern time. Sorry, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Yeah, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And but then starting July 1st, we go into syndication.
Ooh.
So we're on 106 stations nationwide.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, 60% of the country will be covered. And there's some stations I'm sure you're familiar with, and some you might not.
Let me hold on one second there, Alon. I want to real quick, for those of you who have not seen this and you don't know what it is called Banded, the Musicians Competition. So what Bob did with many other people involved, he put together this TV show. They recorded it in Nashville. And it's kind of similar to like an American Idol kind of thing. But the difference is these are bands. These are musicians that they put together. They all came there. Most of them from Nashville, correct?
Say about maybe 40% is from Nashville.
Okay.
Everybody, for the most part, there was a couple of guys that knew each other, but for the most part, they were all individual musicians that had never met each other before.
Yeah. So they put together bands of people that didn't know each other, and they put them together with mentors who are producers, and they wrote songs, and they basically recorded these songs, and they put them on the TV show, and it's amazing. It's amazing. I got to watch a couple of the episodes, and it is phenomenal. So our guest here today, let me get to this. This is where I'm trying to bring it all together. Our guest today, Paul Eversold, was one of your mentors, producers. Paul, so let me talk to you a little bit. Did you, the band that we're going to promote today is called Static, Silence the Static. And this is a band that you worked with and put them together. Had you met any of these musicians before you got into the show?
No. I mean, the most, you know, when Bob asked me to do this, I'm like, okay, Bob's a good dude. He's probably helped me put my kids in college over the years. You know, promoting records. I'm like, I got to do this. Well, I got there, and this is a house full of 25 musicians, and then they put together the band. None of us had ever met anyone. There may have been occasionally some, oh, yeah, I heard of this guy, or I played this gig with this guy. Nobody knew anybody else. No one. And then they create a band out of that. You take the drummer, take a bass player, take a couple of guitar players and a singer. They go, okay, you're a band, and there's five of them. And so then they go, okay, Paul, you get this band. We walk into a room. We don't know each other at all. Right. And I'm like, oh, you know, holy shit, what am I going to do here? But I mean, in my career, I'm kind of worked with bands almost exclusively since the day I started for decades. You know, record labels sign a new band like, oh, Cinnamon Eversole, he's a good coach. He'll get them with the song. Da, da, da. So it was kind of right up my alley, you know. But the real amazing thing, everybody was good. Everybody, they had done their homework. All the drummers were good. The guitar players were good. Everybody was good. You know, My band, you know, the first thing you do when you go in a room, you go, what do you want to be? What kind of music are we going to do? Because you can do country. You can do pop. You can do it. And my guys, young and a little bit older, are all like, we want to do it heavy. And, of course, there's young heavy, which is kind of pop punky stuff. And then there's heavy, which is, you know, the smart heavy like Tool. And then, you know, meathead heavy like Saliva and all the other stuff. So we made, literally came into a room, got together, and within, you know, hour, decided this is who we're going to be. Let's start writing some songs. It was fun. Good. I'll be honest with you. I mean, if they had been shitty players and bad singers, and then I'll tell you what, there's a lot of them signed to record labels that you got to deal with.
Good.
This was a higher quality overall situation for me as a producer, writer, guy, than most. Anytime in my career, everybody was good.
Wow.
Good. Alon?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the amazing thing is for all of us, Danny, myself, have all been in bands. And just the fact that you took 25 people who didn't know each other for the most part, A, we're all talented. B, we're all willing to set aside their egos to create this totally new project. Everybody had to compromise on some point because I'm sure they all came from different backgrounds musically, all have their own identity as an individual artist or in their other band, but they came to do the show. And the fact that they could set aside their egos, have the talent, create these songs while living in a house on live, not live television, but on television under the pressure cooker, that is mind blowing. So it's a fascinating show to watch. And I think anybody who's a fan of music and music industry, you get a little bit behind the scenes of the creative process as well. And like, even what I love about interviewing you and Justin is we're getting Bob's bringing us guests now, and we get to really see kind of how the music industry works a little bit. And for any music fan, that it's cool to hear. So, like, looking at your credits, Paul, you have everything from Skillet to Saliva, Sister Hazel. You started with Tora Tora, and then I see you executive producer. There's a lot of greatest hits packages you worked on, which, if you don't mind me for sidetracking for 1 second, a question on that. That's a different form of production, right? You're selecting songs. Are you doing it? There's a difference between a best of and a greatest hits, right? So how do you pick that track list from a band that maybe has a large catalog of hits?
Well, oftentimes I had this conversation. I don't know. A quick conversation. This guy named Jason Isbell, and he's pretty popular singer-songwriter guy. And he was like, we had this conversation about what defines us as musicians and writers. And my end opinion is like, you don't get to define it. You can say, we're this band or this band or this band or this. But the feedback you get from your audience, either back in the day, radio and or streaming and or sales or at a live show, when they lose their mind, you're defined by that. That's what it is. You can say, I'm this and this and this and all day. But if people get on their feet for these two and you're like, whatever. That's what you're defined by. I think it's a world where, and this is the beauty of creating music. You get to find out, you work your balls off, you go in there and you hunt it down on either a major label or a brand new band or whatever. And you work and your bones are like, yeah, this feels good. Let's put this out. And you get to find out.
Yeah. You find out.
And people are like, fuck yeah. Oh my God. This is amazing. Or like, and that happens as soon as you hear it. There's no intellectual process happening in your brain, in Bob's brain, because, that's another story.
You know, what's kind of interesting that you say that is that, you know, that was always, I don't want to say pissed me off, but it just, you know, it just got in my craw, I guess, the Seattle scene, right? It was like, it was the metal bands that embraced all those bands out of the box, right? And then once it started to swell, you know, the music industry didn't want to deal with it that way. And all of a sudden, the alternative radio stations were, you know, now because there wasn't any real commercial metal stations, right? And then you know, Kurt Cobain's saying, well, we're not a metal band. We're not into metal. He's like, come on, your roots are Black Sabbath. Let's be honest here. But anyway, it just. What you said is so true about the audience defining.
The audience dictates it. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Okay. Well, yeah. What I want to do, I want to talk a little bit about this band again, Silence the Static. The song is called Stop Right Here. Now, Paul, did you write this and produce this? Did you write it also?
I was part, when you get in a room with five people, you split it six ways. Okay. But some of us are really good at music. Some people are good at lyrics. Some people are good at riffing. Some people, the drummer may have, you know, and what I found out, and what you got to do as a producer, you don't assume the drummer is the best drum guy. You don't assume the singer is the best whatever. You just can't do that. You never know what's going to happen. We defined our band, and I think wisely so, by the type of singing our lead vocal does.
Okay.
He sings a certain way. So it's not country. It's not it's not metal. What I define it is heavier pop, 90s rock kind of thing.
Okay.
Not quite Soundgarden, but more of the pop stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so on this song, we started playing and jamming. And again, like you said earlier, Ron, a lot of compromises. The drummer's definitely a pop punk guy, but he knew who we had to do this. He's like, yeah, this is what this is. And so he was playing the parts, his style, to this music. Bass player's kind of the same. He jumped in there. One of the guitar players is prog rock out of his mind. But he jumped in. And once you find what they're good at and you plug them in and let them be good at something, then all of a sudden it coalesces and becomes a band. So the song lyrics became, this had to be a hopeful song. Like, you know, we're not going to, this is not a bunch of cheesy, schmaltzy Disney lyric guys, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and so, and the singer's a little bit enlightened, and he's like, you know, there's so much social media stuff or whatever. And so the first time I was like, if you would just stop thinking for a moment and become present, we can fucking own the world. And everybody's like, yeah, man, that's cool. That's good. And everybody's like, thought about it. Like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. And so the tagline in the chorus is fall in love again, let the world fall in love again. And it's really about presence. Which would surprise most people with a bunch of dudes know, rocking their bass down their balls and, you know, doing the thing. But it's a pretty good song. It's pretty good.
This was the winner. We had a split decision, but this was one of the winning songs from episode six, which was last week. So this is a winning song.
Okay.
Not the winner of the whole show, everybody. We're not giving you any spoilers. Don't worry.
No.
Yeah.
No, every night, just to find every night, we picked a winning a song of the night is what we called it.
Yeah.
And there were a number of nights where there were so many good songs. We said, all right, this is the song of the night, but we're going to also take this song into the studio and work it up because it's such a good song.
I'm telling you, everybody was good. Everybody on this show was good. And I'm. Started tracking a record yesterday, and my tracking guys called me the Bobby Knight of record producers. So I'm calling, and I'm like, "Fuck you guys!" And they're like, "Exactly." So I'm not. You know, I'm
throw a chair at him.
I'm a real truth teller, and I'm like, man, there's a lot of good people on this show. The writers and the coaches and the musicians. I'm like, wow, this is a good lot. I'm not kidding.
It's going to get better. It's going to keep getting better.
Yeah. And that dude, Justin, man, he's one of the best writers. Man, he doesn't miss.
Huh. Yeah.
He doesn't miss. It's good.
I want to play a sample of this song. We can play up to 30 seconds of it because that's all they allow us to do in this legal world that we're in. So I'm going to play about 30 seconds of it. Now we're going to come back and talk about the song. Again, this is Silence the Static, Stop Right Here. Here's the song.
Burden on my shoulders made of stone. I will lead the way you follow. Yeah, we can stop right here, look into each other's eyes and let the burning sun caress our skin. Yeah, we can stop right here, step into each other.
Yeah, I had a chance to listen to it before we started the show, and it's an outstanding song, and it's definitely one that I can take into my club and play tonight. It'll just be an easy one. It's an easy one to put on my charts. Before we get the opinions of the others, has this band been signed to a label?
We have not announced any signings to labels yet.
Ah,
but I've actually had a call. Yesterday, we had our first discussion. We're going to have another discussion on that. I'm actually going to try to steal some of Paul's time later today to go over a few things. But we promised on the show that the winning band for the season would get a record deal, but we're going to wind up signing more than one band. That I can get a little spoiler alert there.
There you go. Good.
Well, Alon was all smiles during this, so I'm going to go to Alon for, because I know you're gonna take it down and rip it into detail and give us more.
Yeah,
than,
what I
just
do,
say
man.
It's a good I song. Do. He's the musician. I'm just the guy that listens to it and says, yeah, it's good. I don't know why it's good, but it's good. Okay, Alon.
No, cool. Very cool track. Definitely that, late 90s, early 2000s pop rock. Like you said, I heard little Rob Thomas in the lead singer's voice. He sounded like the guy from Live a little bit.
Yep.
It also had that Dishwalla Counting Blue Cars feel. Ooh. So all those elements, Shake It Up, you know what I mean? Very emotive in his singing. You know, we didn't get to hear his range. I'm sure he goes up and goes off more. I mean, I can tell from his voice he has more there, obviously. And the riff was cool. Very cool track. It's nostalgic, but still fresh. It still sounded like 2023, but it definitely had, like you said, those nods back to sort of classic alternative rock when it was huge, when it became pop rock, right? So, the 90s, it was alternative rock. And then by 2001, that was pop, right? That took over everything before hip-hop came and kicked everybody's ass. Right.
Yep.
And now country's kicking everybody's ass. So we'll see what's next. But no, I really dig that track a lot. I think anyone who likes those bands and many more of that era will dig into it. And I think, the news Bob just gave us, we've heard another band through Justin Wilson, that sort of country rock, southern rock vibe. Another great band there. And the other bands on the show are, like you said, talented and sound great. So first of all, people, go check out this tune when it comes out. Again, the band is Silence the Static. The song is Stop Right Here. But go check out the show, Banded, the music competition on Axis TV. Mark Cuban will love you for it. You can't, if you're a music fan, you're not watching the show, what's wrong with you? Go check it out.
Yeah, there's a good plug for you.
I love that. Thank you, Alon.
Okay, so the other question, is the song available on Spotify?
Yes, iTunes? It's on Spotify as we speak. Yep, the way we do it is...
Follow them. Go, go, go. These are unsigned bands as of now. They're nobody. They need your support.
I mean, that's true. I mean, when we talk to record labels, the first thing they ask these days, as opposed to back in the
day, followers.
Well, what's the numbers? What's their story? What do they got? What kind of momentum do they have? And it's a fair question, And so by listening to this band, going to the website, liking their stuff and all their social media, like Sony's not going to sign anybody that doesn't have some kind of substantial number base on all these platforms and or their form of that momentum, period. You know why? Because they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a bunch of things that they do, and they pick it up midstream because that's a lot easier. Easier for me. Now, it just makes sense. And so yeah, listen to this band. Give them a like. Do all the things you got to do if you like the band.
And for all the musicians who listen to our show, remember this, and we coach our musicians in my promo job as well. You got to have a story, because to build your social media, you have to be connected with your audience. It's not just the music anymore. Sadly, I wish it was, but it isn't. So you have to have a story. What about your life? Are you willing to share?
Yep.
For them, people feel they get to know you and connect with you and still love the music. So that's how you build your social media following, which then leads you to the bigs. So
well, the good thing is they follow the artist now.
Right.
If the artist, especially, and I find that the ones that win are the ones that are authentic.
Yes.
You're really being yourself. I mean, whatever that story is, when you're authentic about it and you have a lot of passion for music and you're trying to do a good job and you're writing your story and you just keep putting it out there, man. Y'all know who Bob Lefsetz is? I know you do, Bob.
I don't know.
Called the Lefsetz letter. He put this advice out for all the new records. He's been doing it forever. And he's like, if you're good and your music is good, these days, all you have to do is don't stop putting things out. Your numbers will grow. If your music is good and you're a person that's like people or that's interesting, it's gonna go. You just got to do it for a really long time until something pops. So,
kind of like putting a podcast together.
Yeah, content.
Yeah, Exactly. And then if you're good, it's going to go. It'll work.
Absolutely.
Well, very
Paul,
cool.
Let me ask you this. While we still have you on, sorry, Danny.
That's okay.
Do you have a dream artist you'd love to work with? Who are you a big fan of? Who would you be your dream artist to work with?
Oh, my God. Man. All right. So here's the thing. This is a funny story. I grew up in Memphis, and I grew up playing drums in a racially mixed gospel band, right?
Nice.
And gospel awesome. Back then, when I was doing it, was like the Blind Boys of Alabama. All right. So soul music from Memphis. And some of my first engineering gigs was with Mavis Staples and Al Green. And I played a couple of gigs with Albert King. And so this is local Memphis people, all these Ann Peebles, all these people, you know. And I didn't know that was a cool thing until I went to New York to start working. They're like, you know Al Green? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Al Green.
Like, you realize he's the guy. I'm like, well, I know now.
And with the Golden Boys.
So if I could do something for me, and again, musically as a musician, I would probably make some kind of neo soul thing on some new Nina Simone, and it'd be a little bit like Lauryn Hill. Yes. It'd be a lot like the Meters and Stacks, and a little bit of a dash of Curtis Mayfield and that kind of stuff. But if I could find a band, it would be I would love to meet a young black male David Bowie with something to say.
Hmm.
Ooh. I mean, with just some real strong voice. I would love that. I would love to have some. I mean, there's not a lot of strong females in the early 90s. I mean, we had them all. We had Sarah McLachlan, Alanis Morissette, on and on and on
Jill
and on.
Scott. Like,
Jill Scott. Tons of really smart female. Tori Amos and and just tons. There's not a lot of that right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love to find something like that. Number one, it's a good story. And as I get older, it matters to me that I do something that has some substance.
Yeah, yeah.
I love hit records, man. I love songs that change things. I like Soundgarden, what it did to everything. I love what Nirvana did to everything. So anything like that for a producer, music guy like us, oh, man.
So if you're listening out there and you're that artist, if you're that female vocalist, musician, go hit him up. Go find him, Paul Ebersold, Ebersold. Find him, connect with him. He'll help you, but you got to be good. Don't waste the man's time, or I'm going to come after you.
Yeah. If you can't get a hold of him, just leave us a message, and we'll get a hold of him for you, because we're easy to get a hold of. Yeah. Before we let you go,
your musical tastes are right up my alley, by the way. Sorry. I was telling Paul his musical tastes are right up my alley. He just named some of my favorite artists. So,
yep.
Living Color, as you know, that's one of my all-time favorite bands, so they fit all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to give Bob one final chance to plug Banded, where they can find it and they can watch these shows.
Yeah. So it's on Access TV. It's a new episode every Saturday night. We're down to two more episodes. I'm pretty sure it's 9 o'clock on Saturday night East Coast time.
Okay.
So,
can the show be streamed yet? You know, the past episodes.
You can go to the web. You can go to the web access website and you can stream it there. And then it'll be on VOD on like a whole mess of
platforms.
Stations like Pluto and Freevee and all those.
Probably
in another 4 weeks. And then we'll be syndicated. We'll be on 106 stations starting July 1st.
That's awesome. And are there plans to do next year's Volume 2?
Yes, season two was already started in the works, we'll get there.
I want to come to a taping. I'm in.
Yeah.
And it's going to be filmed in Orlando, so you have to come down and get a little sunshine.
I'm there.
Let's go.
Danny, you love
it. It's real musicians. It's a real thing. It's crazy.
I'll carry your cables, Paul, and then I can be the fly on the wall.
Yeah, I'll carry my cables. I'll just steal all of your good ideas and make them mine, which is That's what we do.
Excellent.
I can do that for you.
Paul Ebersold, so people can follow you. What about your social media?
Man, it's just T.PaulEbersold, Instagram, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, man. You've been a blast to interview, and I can't wait for the world to hear your story.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Bob, I don't know how you get so lucky to meet so many very, very
cool people. I am lucky. I'm blessed.
You are surrounded by talent. I can't wait to play that song when I get into the club, and I'll be working tonight, so it'll definitely be played in there. So, yeah, Bob, incredible job. You guys all can check out that show. And what I also want to do, Bob, is in the show notes, I'd like to put the link for the people that don't get Access TV. You know, I looked at it on my my cable system, and it was a pay site, one of those that I had. I didn't have the package for it.
What you can do is you can go, if it's something that you really like to do, it's you can go to Freecast. All right. So it's a platform like Pluto, like, you know, all those. And for $30 a year, you pay one price for, you know, $30 per year. And then you can get 126 channels.
Oh, wow.
Access is one of them.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, let's get back. We got six songs left, three each that we're going to bring to you. I have got a track that, as I said earlier, you guys picked all my music, so I had to do some quick scrambling today. And I found this one by accident, and I just kind of fell in love with it. It's DJ Yosef, Y-O-U-C-E-F, with Shaggy and Richie Loop. Boom. Yeah. Boom, boom, bum, bum. See what you think.
I want to take you home for the night. You got me thinking on the way that you whine. I love the way you shake it left to the right. Oh, baby, baby, like boom, boom, bum, bum, boom, boom, bum, bum. I want you home for the night. You got me thinking on the way that you whine. I love the way you shake it left to the right. Oh, baby, baby, like boom, boom.
Sexiness is like you have it in a bundle. Come with me tonight and let me show you where me can do. Why like an animal where they in a the jungle. Tell me how the whip you put it on you make you humble. Oh, where you back it up when you dip on the dance floor. Got me curious, so mommy really wanna know. After the drinks and the whining, are you gonna let me take you?
Wine slow, let me grow, I say V5-0. But you seems like a girl I know. When you put that ass down to the floor.
Okay, I'll go to Alon first.
Oh man, I love, you know me, I love playing international sounds when I DJ. So reggae, Middle Eastern vibes, Latin stuff, anything like that. So with that beat and the instrumentation, the flute underneath, and of course, it's great to hear Shaggy's voice on something. It's been a while since I've heard a new Shaggy track. So I love that track. That's something that would be in my heavy rotation for sure.
Bob Giappardi.
Boom, boom, bum, bum.
Infectious hook. I mean, I'm gonna be humming that in the shower tomorrow. I can see it now. That's hard to lose in your brain, but yeah. And like you said, Alon, Shaggy is always a favorite, and it was great to hear him, you know, recording here. And it's been a while since I've heard of him as well. Yeah.
And Bob will put that on his OnlyFans for all you people that want to pay $9.99 a month.
Yeah, watch. Exactly.
Sing, boom,
shower.
Boom.
He loves showering. He's the cleanest man in the world. He showers like 10 times a day. I don't understand it.
There you go.
Okay. Let's see. Alon Fong, again, you are picking a song that I was very seriously considering putting on the show here.
I know.
So you beat me. I get it. Last, just so you guys know. I let these guys pick first, and I pick last. I don't stay.
He's a great producer there.
He's a giver.
He's a giver. You know?
All right, so this track, it's sort of a no-brainer. I think everyone in Pandaland knows about it. Dom Dalla teased this track about a month ago on his social medias when he was recording it with Nelly Furtado. So, you know, she already has a ton of classic strip club songs from back in the early 2000s. This is fit right in there, in my opinion. This is Eat Your Man, Dom Dalla and Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado.
I wanna take you home for the night. You got me thinking on the way that you whine. I love the way you shake it left to the right. Oh, baby, baby, like boom, boom, bam, bam, boom, boom, bam, bam. I wanna take you home for the night. You got me thinking on the way that you whine. I love the way you shake it left to the right. Oh, baby, baby, like boom, boom, bam, bam, boom, boom, bam, bam.
Girl, you're full of sexiness, it's like you have it in a bundle. Come with me tonight and let me show you what me can do. Why like an animal where they in a the jungle. Tell me how the whip you put it on, you make you humble. Oh, back it up when you're deep on the dance floor. Got me curious, so mommy really wanna know.
It could be the new song for the new Jeffrey Dahmer series coming out. I know.
Jenny.
Yeah, well, I you know, I can't say anything about it that I was going to pick it. So obviously, if I was going to pick it, I like it. And yeah, I've got sick humor. So let's go to Bob Shea party. And I won't tell any more of my sick humor jokes like I did on the last show we did alone.
Please don't.
She had me at moving like a nympho. I mean, that was that's the selling point right there. That's a closer. That's
here's
a closer
to the nymphos.
Line. The closer line.
Let's hear it for the nymphos, everybody. Come on.
There you go.
Give it up for the nymphos.
They do a great job out there. God bless them.
Yeah, that was outstanding. Okay, Bob, we're going to go to you, and you're going to pick a song that I was going to pick.
We know, Danny. We know. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Me. I get it, Danny.
Well, here's another one. It's another one that's available on Strip Joints Music this month. Again, here's an artist that my company, Concrete, we've worked with them and his band, Slipknot. I think you can probably see a gold record on the back wall there since the first album. So, you know, always love when he comes out with solo music and never disappoints. This is Corey Taylor, and the song is called Beyond.
Come together, because I'm ready for you. Nothing matters, all I want is you.
That is hot. That is hot. I mean, I was going to pick it, so I'll just go to Alon here.
Yeah, so it's interesting for me because, you know, Slipknot, I'm not big into the whole Cookie Monster thing. And so, I mean, the heavy groove I kind of dug, but the vocals always kind of kept me like so-so on that band. And then I heard Corey's solo stuff and his stuff with Stone Sour, and I'm like, oh, wait, the guy can really sing. Then I started digging him, and then it made me appreciate Slipknot more. So, yeah, this track, in that mold, he knows how to write hooks. He knows how to do more than just, you know, slay you with over-the-top metal-in-your-face stuff, too. So, mad appreciation for Corey and all his – he's a talented cat, and this is a great track.
And since, Bob, since you know him, do you think maybe you could get him on as a guest next month?
And try. I'm always trying, my friend. Always trying.
Yeah. You got to get Corey on.
I'm pretty sure we sent questions, you know, from ED.
Got an answer, yeah.
See if we can get –
Corey.
We're always trying.
Do Bob a favor. He's your friend. He's your buddy. He's your pal. You know you love the show. I have great questions for you. So does Danny. We're big fans. It's a no-brainer. You got to come on the show, Corey.
Yes. And Corey, just in case you have any hesitation, I want you to know that we are the number one strip club podcast in the world. What's hot in the strip clubs?
El numero uno.
Numero uno.
They love us in Russia, too.
Yes, we're doing real good in Russia. Okay, we have three songs left. I've got to pick. Alon's got to pick. Bob's got to pick. And we're going to bring those to you next.
Hey, everybody. This is Ricky Rackman. And hold on. Let me do it as a strip club DJ voice, okay? Hey, everybody. This is Ricky Rackman. And over here on stage three, you are listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. And now you know why I was never a DJ in a strip club.
Hey, welcome back to Panda Off the Charts. So What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Off the Charts is a show that, as you've been listening, you realize that we pick new music. We had a great guest, phenomenal guest on earlier. We still have three more picks on here. And I found this one. I think this fits into the category of like Crave You and songs like that. When you've got those girls, not necessarily like that, but when you've got the girls that constantly ask you for Crave You, that trance step, whatever they called it, music. I think this kind of fits in with there. So if you got a girl that likes that, I think she's going to like this. The band is Apotec. The song is called Someone New. And I am assuming that this is pronounced Edison's, but it is 3DISON5. Edison's Funk remix. And this one, the actual regular one is twice the speed. This is a more of a slowed down beat, same tempo vocals, but a slowed down beat, because I think this is sexier for the strip club. Just check it out. I used to light up, ready to blow, but now my heart's not beating for no one. I used to do things and now I don't, until my heart starts beating for someone, someone new. Okay, I have a feeling Alon's not going to like it. Let me go to you.
No, I actually like it a lot. The transition build was kind of weird. But yeah, it's sort of a trap future bass remix of it. So I'm assuming if the other one's double tempo, it's probably hard style or drum and bass, the original.
Yeah, right? Yeah, the original. And there's a couple other remixes. I found this one either on BPM Supreme or DJ City. I can't remember which, but... yeah, this is the one that jumped out at me more for a strip club.
No, I agree. I think probably because, yeah, hard style or drum and bass is kind of hard to play unless it's really melodic in a strip club. Definitely agree. This is definitely sort of trap future bassy. I dig the track. I see your connection to Crave You by Flight Facilities. And I think the Adventure Club remix was the one that we all played. For those of you who weren't connecting with what he's saying about Crave You. Yeah, no, great track. I dig it a lot, actually. Other than the build was a little weird for me.
Okay.
But other than that, I thought it was a great track.
Mr. Chia Party.
I love the track. I think it's really sexy. I wasn't crazy about the vocals. I mean, I'm just the effect that they had that was put on the vocals, is I just find a little grating. And
okay.
I would love to hear that with somebody else sing it, but especially a female.
Yeah, that I agree. I think really, a female vocal really would
sexy.
Be better. Yeah.
It would be really sexy. But it's a great song. Great song.
Cool. Two songs left, Alon Fong, another one that you get to pronounce.
I'm going to be cocky here. I think I'm going to win with this one.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love this track. I heard it and I was like, oh, this is fire. It's a little reggaeton, hip hop type thing. This is Big Booty. I mean, we work in strip clubs, boys.
Right.
This is Big Booty by Hoswal, Young Miko, and Lil Genius with a Z.
Big booty money, ya no tenti. Eso está cotizado, tiene medusa hasta en los panties. Está pa' darle toda la noche hasta quedarme en ti. Pichea pa' salir en todas las fotos infraganti. Una mami chica, big booty money, ya no tenti. Eso está cotizado, tiene medusa hasta en los panties. Le gustan las doyas, hacer trisones con las besties. Están pa' bella que él se aburrieron de los romantis. Una mami chica, big booty, big booty, chica, big booty. Chica, big booty, big booty. Le gustan las doyas, hacer trisones con la Betty.
Ay, déjame ver tu panty finito. Baby, eso upper bottom jeans, yo te los quito.
I'll call it good. I'm not going to say you won the show, but I'll call it good. It's definitely one you play for the come back with from their BBLs, their Brazilian butt lifts. And, you know, I mean, Big Booty is a hot topic in the strip clubs, especially recently. Did it win the show? No, I still think Funds won the show, but that's just because I picked Funds. So let me go to Bob.
I really like the song as well. Again, I don't know if I call it a show winner, but very strong song. Very sexy. Great groove. I love some of the effects, that warm, fretless bass kind of sound. I thought, you know, it kind of grabbed me. But yeah, I definitely give this one a thumbs up. Nice pick. This is, again, a track that's on Strip Joints this month. Again, it was a bit of a short song, and the record labels, they did a strip club mix just for the Panda DJs. So
nice. This
is an exclusive edit for our Panda friends. So
yes,
check it out. This is Fisher. Take it off.
And by the way, I'm going to cue this in at about 1 minute toward the end of the build-up, because I know Alon loves his build-ups and I don't want to cut the build-up off. So about 1 minute in, I'm going to start there.
Take it off. it off. Slow, steady, undress. Success. Take it off. Slow, steady, undress. Impress. Take it off. Slow, steady.
Okay, Bob, now I have to go back and take away what I just said, that I thought I won the show with my song with Kahlo, because you just won this one right here. This is just, I mean, you know, Fisher's been around, one hell of a producer, you know, and I've played a lot of Fisher tracks in my days. And it's one of those artists that when you're scrolling through new music and you're looking at the artist names, that once you see Fisher, you immediately go there and listen. And I am a big fan of Fisher. The vocalist on that is Atig, A-A-T-I-G. And liked the, I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced. And I like the vocals on it as well. A-A-T-I-G. So when you're starting to look for that one, Alon?
Yeah, so I love that track. That is strip club perfection lyrically. Obviously, it fits exactly what a lot of the ladies do. I was just, you know, Bob always gets me on the, oh, it's only got one or two lines in, but no, that thing is fire. I love that song. I almost picked it, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want to hear that from Bob again, at least for a week, for a month.
There you go.
I love that they did a mix for us for our panda. So, mate, you can only get that mix where? Stripjointsmusic.com. Got to be a registered DJ. Go cop that now.
Yes, I knew that was on Bob's site, so I assumed he was going to bring it. So I didn't bring it. But when Bob sent the email, the Dropbox dropout earlier this month, he sent this one out along with the remix that I did on here as well of Sweat White T-shirt. You know, he sent those out together. So again, if you're looking for those songs, any of the ones Bob brought, they're at stripjointsmusic.com. It is free to sign up. And when I say free to sign up, I know a lot of people go, well, wait a minute. If I sign up, they're going to want a credit card, and this is probably just free for 30 days, and then they're going to want to bill me. No, it's free forever, and there's no credit card required. You don't have to give anything other than your name and the club that you are associated with. I think that's the only question. It's been a while since I signed up, Bob, but I think that's the only couple of questions. No credit card. It's not going to ever charge you anything. So check those out, man. Bob, you do a great
job. Music. You're a DJ.
There you go.
So what did you guys think of these songs that we brought? What did you guys think of our interview we have with Paul Eversold? Do you fit in the mold of maybe that person, that artist that he is looking for? We have a Facebook group called What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Very simple, right? Go on there, join that Facebook group. We have a lot of great artists, a lot of producers, remixers, a lot of our fans, a lot of the people that listen to the show, friends of ours are all part of that. Tyson Leslie, who did that drop for us earlier, just joined the group this week as well. So welcome, Tyson. You guys check those out. Also, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, get your votes in. StripClubHOF.com. Find out what bands or artists that had relevant hits from 2004 or before. Grab your attention. See who's in there. See who's available and get those votes in. Alon Vong?
Yeah, man, got to get the Hall of Fame votes in. Our class of 2024 is coming up quickly. And of course, join the group. We have lots of great discussions about music, all forms of music, hip hop, rock and roll, country, classic artists. It's a lot of fun in that group. We have a lot of great discussions in there.
Cool.
And of course, our podcast, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. We talk about the podcast.
We do. And you'll see my creative artwork. Bob Giappardi.
Thank you so much, guys. Another wonderful show. Always great seeing you guys each month and sharing music with you guys. So thank you very much.
And just a reminder, all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, Rock and Pod Recap. They can all be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to Panda Off the Charts,
presented by the Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association.
Now you know what's new. Get a full list of tracks from this show and previous shows at pandaoffthecharts.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football.
FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.